You Can Relax, that's the name of our podcast.
Hello, welcome to Relax the Podcast. I'm Colleen Ballinger, here with the star of the show, Carrot.
Carrot Dada.
Carrot Dada. How are you, Carrot?
How am I?
Yeah.
How are you? Question. Interesting question.
You are question?
I am question. I'm tired. When we were recording this, it was daylight saving time.
Yes. Well, it still will be. The time will have adjusted
sure.
by the time it comes out.
But the effective date of that.
Mm-hmm. It happened in the middle of the night. Yes.
Last night. Mm-hmm. Yes. And so I find that I always hated it. But I find as a parent, it's pretty brutal.
Yeah. As a parent, any form of daylight savings time changing things yeah. is pretty much
wait,
your worst time. What? Daylight savings?
Yeah. It's saving. There's no S.
Oh, I don't know why I do that. Oh. That's unfortunate.
I think it's a common mistake.
Daylight Sorry. Saving?
Daylight saving
daylight
time.
Savings. Yeah. That doesn't make any sense. Daylight saving, huh?
Right. Yeah. Sorry. I didn't mean to like,
No.
I think you're very smart.
I'm not, but thank you.
I think it must be a common mistake.
I don't like it. It's really hard when you have kids because the kids don't know that the time has changed.
They don't,
I remember as a
aware.
Kid enjoying when you fall back because you get an extra hour of sleep. But when you're a parent, you do not. There's no extra hour of sleep when you're a parent because the kids, they're just going to wake up
It doesn't work
earlier.
In our favor
no.
in either season.
No, it's not fun, huh?
I would go as far as to say that it needs to relax.
I agree. I thought we voted to like make that not happen anymore.
We did.
So why is it still happening?
Because they then didn't do it.
I'm so confused.
It was like a ballot measure. I don't know if it was that nationwide or just in California.
I don't know. I don't remember. It was a while ago, I feel.
It was like a year or two ago. And I remember it passed overwhelmingly to get
Everyone
rid
was like,
of
get
it.
Get rid of this crap.
And then they're like, wait, no, I don't know. I don't know
it's
what
so
happened.
So weird. I don't know why. Anyway, yeah, I don't like it either.
Yeah, don't like it. It's been a long morning. I don't have any fun facts about daylight saving time other than
because there's not fun facts.
There's no
about
S, and it's not that fun. But I would certainly say that it needs to relax.
I agree with that. It definitely needs to relax. You know what else needs to relax?
Sure.
Do you want to know mine?
I would love to.
I think I have a few this week.
I got some.
But the first one on the top of my head.
Let me guess.
I don't even know if you're not, what? You want to guess?
It's going to be me.
It's not you.
Okay, cool.
You're not going to be able to guess. And I don't even know that you're going to be able to participate in the conversation. So it might be a quick one, but I just need to say it.
It's women.
It is a woman who needs to relax. But I mean it as a compliment. Miss Ariana Grande herself needs to relax.
Why?
She came out with a new album.
Yes.
And a music video came out to one of her songs.
You see what I did there?
What? Yes. And yeah. Oh, I love that. So she came out with a new album and she has a music video that came out to one of the songs. And I watched it because I'm, you know, smart and was like, of course I need to watch this immediately 100 times. And she needs to relax because she gave us no warning that it was going to destroy human beings emotionally to watch it. I've never cried watching an Ari music video, except for maybe like excitement, like eyes get welled up with tears because I'm proud of her and I love her and I'm excited for her.
Yeah.
But never like love. I choked on sobs. Like,
is this the one that it looks supposed to, it's like kind of a
Eternal Sunshine.
Eternal Sunshine. Yeah. I love that movie. I have not seen the music video.
Oh my God. Love. It is.
It's great.
First of all, the song's amazing. The song is so good.
Mm-hmm.
And the music video, like I was just watching it, just kind of like, oh yeah. It's like that movie, that Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind movie.
Have you seen that movie?
Yeah. Long time ago. It's great. The Jim Carrey, like I love Jim
Kate
Carrey.
Winslet. It's a wonderful movie.
It's wonderful. But I saw it very, very, very long time ago.
Oh, you just not one that you've rewatched.
I don't really rewatch movies usually.
You don't.
But I was watching, I was like, oh, this is a good music video. I like it a lot. This is interesting. She's beautiful. The song's great. I'm into it. And then there's this one moment where this has only happened a few times in my life, where I involuntarily out of nowhere, it seemed, just was like, and like tears like exploded out of my eyeballs. And I literally was like choked on sobs. I didn't realize I was like kind of holding my breath throughout the first half of the music video. And then this moment happened. She's brilliant because okay. I'm going to have to show it to you. It's so good. And there's this moment where, you know, the plot line, obviously, of Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, someone's like in love, they break up, and he's like, I need to just forget this person.
Right.
And so he gets his memory erased of that person. That's, you know, kind of the storyline of the music video. And so she's having her memory erased of someone, something. Mm-hmm. And she, in the music video, it's this person, a man, and she like wakes up from the procedure, and she grabs, I'm going to cry. She grabs onto her necklace. Like, it's clear that this was something that was important to her. And she grabbed the way her acting is like, she's so panicked. And like, I'm literally crying. It was that good. Like, even thinking about it is making me cry. It was so good. And it was so moving. And I just love when art of any form, music, theater, dance, any kind of art, evokes such emotion in human beings. It makes me so excited. Like, I love when stuff, because movies have done that to me before, where I get like, you know, completely emotional over a movie, or which is rare, because we all know I don't like movies.
Yeah, because you love movies. Yeah.
I just love when forms of art like force you to feel emotion. And I just think it's so good. And I can't stop thinking about it.
Oh, that's so cool.
And listening to it. And it's just so great.
Did you just watch it this morning or something?
Yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Or the night before. I don't remember. But yeah, it's incredible.
I'll have to watch it.
Yes. So if anyone out there knows what I'm talking about.
I can't talk about it with you. I haven't seen it. Where do people watch music videos?
YouTube. I mean, that's where I watched it. But I don't know. I don't know. Maybe not everyone has reactions like that to stuff, but music obviously is very affecting to me. Music makes me probably the most emotional of anything.
Yeah.
But then her acting in it was brilliant, and I know her and love her, and to see her look so
well,
upset,
I remember
panicked
that
made me feel so sad too. Like,
okay. I'm sorry. I don't know how
am I making you uncomfortable?
Yeah, but it's okay. I'm glad that like, it's cool that kind of art can affect you in that way.
It's so good. Music's never done that to you?
Sure it has. Well, particularly that movie was very affecting to me. Mm-hmm. I remember like it was one of when they had DVDs. I remember buying it on DVD because I loved it. And I don't know how it was so relatable, but like it just the concept of that. And I can see how the concept of that with music could be very powerful. Mm-hmm. The idea of erasing the memory of someone like on purpose and then regretting that.
Yeah.
What a great story. And that movie is wonderfully performed and directed. It's great.
Well, so is the music video. So I'll have to show it to you later. But
yes.
Sorry to start off crying, guys, but are we surprised?
Shocking.
I'm always crying.
I'm
sorry.
You to cry.
But I didn't expect to cry. I thought I was just going to talk about how great it was, but like, I can't even think about it without crying. I just think her new album is that good. And there's songs on the album too, that I've listened to. There's another song I was telling you yesterday. There's a song.
Yeah, you told me yesterday that a song made you cry.
Another song made me cry. Just bursted out of tears nowhere.
But you didn't tell me about the music video. Yeah.
Well, that music video is a different music, but anyway, it's just so good. If you haven't listened to our new album, go listen to it. It's so freaking good. But I have one that's maybe more lighthearted and another relaxed, but I also want to say, stay tuned, because we said last week, hey, do you guys want to see an episode on the beach of us looking for sea glass? And
how'd that turn out?
A lot of people said, yes, we want to see it.
Did they?
In our defense, I mean, we did say,
we told them to say,
please say that you want to see this. So you did. Well, we tried this week, but it was kind of a fail.
That's the operative word there. We tried.
So I'm going to show you that later in this podcast
episode. Or you'll hear it.
Or you'll hear it. So you have that to look forward to. But first, maybe I'll do another relax. It's a little more lighthearted, because that was maybe too intense. I didn't expect it to be. I'm sorry. I really apologize that I started off so intensely.
But don't apologize for your feelings. Don't apologize for crying.
Okay.
It's not what we teach our children.
So there's a couple things. Speaking of sea glass.
Okay.
Because when are we not speaking of sea glass?
I mean, it's just at this point,
it's a sea glass
podcast.
You're
just making me look insane.
Well, I did a vlog recently and I showed us looking for sea glass, and I showed the adventures and a montage of us picking up sea glass on the beach. And I showed like close-ups of me picking up individual pieces, and the comments on this vlog, there was the top comment with a lot of likes was like, oh my God, at this time code, it was like 1 minute, 30 seconds or something. Mm-hmm. How did you miss that huge piece of blue sea glass? And I went back and I watched it, and I did. I missed it. And it was really upsetting. And in the vlog, I was like, oh my gosh, Eric's going to be so mad. He's going to be so pissed at me when he knows I didn't pick that piece up. And then I like kind of teased it as though I was going to tell you on camera. And then I forgot to tell you on camera. So I responded to a comment on my vlog saying I talked about it on the podcast. So I'm talking about it now.
Okay.
What are your feelings towards me for missing that huge chunk of beautiful dark gray blue sea glass?
Just like disappointment. Isn't that the worst when someone's disappointed in you?
Yeah, it is the worst.
I think there's a thing where when you're playing this like spot the difference game, staring at the sea of rocks and sand and whatever on the beach, like you need to have a focus and you need to either be team glass or team rock, and you can't really be both. You've said this before, like you have your rock brain on or your glass brain on, because it's hard to like look for both. And so I always will fight to sway you to team glass, because I feel like you'd be so good at it if you applied yourself, which you don't.
I do.
No, you like rocks, love. You're a rock hound.
Love. You cannot like, say that the last few times we've gone.
There are seven rock tumblers going right now in our garage.
Love, what? How can you not be supportive of my rock hobby when I'm so supportive of your team?
I'm just saying, if you could get on board with team glass.
Can I just remind you?
We could be crushing it.
You
would have picked up that piece.
I have found a marble. I'm the only one who's found a bottle stopper. I found the full vintage brown, full bottle top.
I don't think you're listening.
I have found incredible pieces.
Because I'm telling you, you could be, yes, you're good. You could be great.
Nair I say. Is it Nair?
To remove hair?
Yeah. Nay, what is it? Nair I say? Nay, I say? What is
Nary?
That? Nary, I say? What's the phrase
What are you trying
of?
To do?
I just wanted to say, I might dare to say I'm better at sea glassing than you.
Dare I say? Where were you?
I don't know. But I might be better than you. So don't come at me with this. Like
I'm saying you are not, but you could be. The potential is there. You could be.
What about my rocks? What about my needs? What about my passions?
What about them?
So I should just give up my
rocks. They're beautiful rocks. No, I don't think I think you're misunderstanding me, because what I'm saying to you is I think you're really good at it. I think you're better than me at it, but you're not, because you're in both worlds. And I would say you're 80% in rock world.
I'd say it's most times at the beach these days, it's 50-50, because I'm excited to give things. It's more fun to share stuff with you and like see you get excited over sea glass, and you don't get excited necessarily over rocks.
That's
which is fine.
To be fair, every time rocks. I see a cool rock, what do?
You hand me lots of chalcedony, which I love chalcedony.
Yeah.
You've gotten me a couple agates
and stuff. Yeah. Like
I'm trying
and I'll
no,
pick, and
know,
if I see
what
I'm not for, like, I pick it up and I'll give it to you in the
I'm
hopes
saying,
that you'll approve.
I'm not going
to
give up what started this whole sea glass journey. I mean, the only reason you are enjoying sea glass is because of my love for rocks. So
yeah, I mean, yeah, definitely.
So
yes.
I'm not going to give up my rock love for your sea glass love, but yeah. I will embrace and love both and work hard looking for both for you.
Okay. It was a compliment I was giving you, and I was just joking around saying, like, if you could commit yourself full time to glass.
Well, it's not going
to
happen.
Like we could
change
conquer
the world.
We could conquer the beachcombing glass, sea glass collecting association world.
Perhaps we could, but
cover of Beachcombing magazine.
But the reason we're even talking about this at all.
Number one sea glass podcast in the world.
People really want to know how you felt about me missing that big hunk of blue sea glass. That's why I brought it up at all.
Yeah. Well, to answer your question, yeah, I think if you had sea glass brain on, you would have seen it.
Sea glass goggles?
Sea glass goggles, yeah. So I don't think you were 100% focused and invested.
I'm sorry.
And it looked like a really cool piece.
It did.
And it was right there. I don't know how you missed it.
I don't know either.
But I guess that's why is any of this there? It's because somebody missed it, right?
Well, we left it for someone else to enjoy, I guess.
I think that's a good thing, yeah.
Daisy just joined the podcast, our cat Daisy. She wanted to come hang out with us. Hi, Daisy. You want to come play? You want to talk on the podcast? No? No, she just
wants, it's so funny.
She just wants to walk around.
When we named our daughter, and I love her name, it never occurred to me once that we had a cat.
Daisy May and Maisie Joe.
That Maisie and Daisy, like that we had a cat named Daisy.
Yeah, I never thought about that
either. And
we're
naming our daughter
Daisy. I actually
love the
name
Daisy. It never occurred to me once. The days that we were in the hospital kind of staring at the form you have to fill out and talking about it, it never occurred to me one time like, yeah, that's sounds a lot like our cat's name.
But I did. I do love the name Daisy. Like if we didn't have a cat named Daisy, I would have been pushing for it for a daughter, our daughter's name. I love the name Daisy. Okay. Screaming. So did you have another Rex? Cause I have plenty more.
It's, yeah. Well, we already kind of talked about it. Like your love of cinema, of movies,
my passion,
your passion for going to the movies and watching
these,
it's like it's just so intense. And I'm not being sarcastic if you can tell. Mm-hmm. And
Daisy just jumped up on Eric.
Hi, sweetie.
Frightened him.
And tonight, when we're recording this, tonight is your favorite night of the year, the Oscars.
Oh.
Because you love.
Is that the one with the man? Is the statue the man?
Yes. The Academy Awards.
Wait, I thought you said it was the Oscars.
You know that's the same thing, right? It's the Academy Awards.
I feel like we've talked about this before. I have a vague memory of this.
The trophy is called an Oscar.
So the trophy is the Oscar. It's actually called the Academy Awards.
It's the Academy Award Oscars. I don't know. Sure.
Okay. Anyway.
And so like, I just wanted to get your take on some of this year's films. And nominee, like who you think is going to win. And then when people listen to this, it would have happened a couple of days
prior.
We'll
know if I'm right.
So we'll see if you got it right. So first, maybe you can talk about some of the Best Picture nominees because I know you've seen them all. Let's see here.
Is Mean Girls on that list?
Is Mean Girls on this list? No. Have you seen Mean Girls?
I watched 10 minutes of it last night.
Oh.
On my phone. Because
cool.
It's finally out on
streaming. Well, yeah, well, that's how it was intended, I'm sure.
Is the Barbie movie?
The
was that
Barbie
last
movie
year?
Is.
Okay. That's up for the best one?
It's up for Best Picture.
That'll win.
Best Picture, they have like 10 now. You think Barbie?
Sure.
What about Killers of the Flower Moon?
Yeah.
How did you feel that one?
I don't know. It's, you know, it's Killers of the Flower Moon.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a little too dark for me. Like there's a lot of murder and mm-hmm. I like the moon. And I like flowers, so I didn't like the part where they killed the moon and the flowers. That
right.
was really devastating for me to watch because I'm a fan of moons and flowers.
Right. Starring? Who was in that one?
Frederick Alcazar.
Is that an actor?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's not the director?
No.
What'd you think of Oppenheimer?
Oh, man. What a musician.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, see, yeah, it's a biopic about Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
Who was a
musician,
famous
composer.
Right. Okay.
Yep.
And you liked that one?
It was a little too slow for me.
Okay. Okay.
I love music, but it was, you know, the medieval period of, or Baroque period. I mean, excuse me. The Baroque period of music was, it's
Baroque?
Not my Baroque.
Okay.
That time period of music is not my
Oppenheimer,
favorite.
Oppenheimer,
so
Baroque. Yeah.
Oppenheimer. Okay. It sounds like a Baroque period.
Well, another biopic.
Composer.
Maestro.
Mm-hmm. Another musician.
Yes. Yes, in a
Maestro
way.
Maestro would be a conductor.
Yeah. Starring?
A conductor.
Yeah. Who's the actor that portrays the conductor?
Meryl Streep.
She'd be great, I'm sure. But actually, it's Bradley.
Bradley Cooper?
Uh-huh.
Plays a conductor?
He does.
Really?
Of course, you've seen this movie.
Yes, I have. I just forgot that part.
So
really?
Yeah. And is nominated
have
for.
Have you seen it? Is it good? Is he good?
I have not seen it, but he's nominated for Best Actor.
Good for him. I wonder if he can conduct well.
That's
a hard job.
Also nominated in that category for Best Actor is Cillian Murphy.
Mm-hmm. Cillian Murphy?
Cillian Murphy, yeah.
Cillian Murphy.
Cillian Murphy, yeah.
Oh, Cillian. I was like, someone named their kid Cillia?
Cillian.
Cillian.
Yes.
Huh.
Irish.
Okay.
For his role in.
The Maestro.
Different movie.
Oh, yeah, of course. The Irishman goes.
Whoa.
The North.
We already talked about it a little bit.
What?
Oppenheimer.
Oh, I thought we were moving on to the next movie.
We are.
Okay. I'm very confused.
Cillian Murphy, famous for that Netflix show that he's on. They did like 7 seasons of. Now they're going to do a movie. It's fantastic.
Stranger Things.
Peaky
Blinders? That's a Netflix show?
Yeah, I'm shocked you're able to finish the...
Peaky Blinders? I thought that was like an old show. Like that was like something like a... I thought Peaky...
Well,
whenever people
place?
Talked about Peaky Blinders, I thought everyone was talking about like some cult classic TV show from like the 80s.
Oh, no, it takes place. It's like a period drama.
From what time?
Like the early, like 1920s. Somewhere on there, I think.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know the exact date.
There's 10 of these. How many have gone through? Like three?
I don't know. Who do you think is going to win Best Actress?
What's Margot Robbie? Is that her name?
Uh-huh.
Maybe her.
She's not nominated.
Oh.
Crazy.
Then she's not going to win.
I guess not.
Meryl Streep for Maestro.
But you know who is nominated?
Who?
And this is funny because I did put on a movie the other night that you thought was great.
Oh, no.
And you were like, this movie's so good. Starring?
I don't know. Emma Watson? Emma someone. Emma Roberts.
Emma Stone.
So this is it.
Starring Emma Stone.
Emma Stone, yes. You were watching that movie the other night.
Yep.
I didn't know you were watching a film when I walked in the room. I thought you were watching another type of...
That movie is nominated for... Ready for this?
Okay.
Best Picture, Best Director, and her for Best Actress.
Mm-hmm. I think that movie perhaps is past my realm of artistic understanding.
And you're talking, of course, about...
The movie you were watching the other night.
Yeah, that's which
with
is called...
Emma Stone.
Yeah.
Which is called Little Girl Brain Woman.
Little Girl Brain Woman.
Love's Pleasure.
Love's Pleasure.
I
good title.
Didn't watch too much of it.
Uh-huh.
But I think that kind of movie, that movie in particular, maybe not that kind, but that movie in particular, you were telling me that the director is, you know, well known and loved and that this is going to be up for lots of awards and whatever. I think I don't get it. I think I'm too dumb maybe to understand the passion and love and creativity that went into that film. I think that one flies past my little pea brain perhaps. And flies into someone with more of a pee-pee brain, if you know what I mean.
I don't.
Okay.
And the director of that movie that you're talking about, his name is...
Quentin Tarantino.
Nope. His name is Yorgos.
Yorgos?
Yeah, Yorgos.
Love that.
Cool name, right? Yorgos?
So cool.
Y-O-R-G-O-S.
I love that name.
Yorgos Lanthimos.
Wow, it rhymes even?
It rhymes even. His parents knew what they were doing. I wonder if he had a cat named Morgos.
Perhaps. Okay.
It would make sense.
Next movie. How many have we gone through? This is a lot of movies.
I think that's kind of it. I want to see all the documentary ones.
Me too. Oh, wait, what's in there? Maybe I've seen some. I've watched documentaries. That's like the one kind of thing I watch.
No. They're all new.
Well, just say them. Well, maybe I know what they are.
One is called the Eternal Memory.
Okay. No.
It's about Alzheimer's, which I'm sure will be devastating.
Four daughters,
a tiger, 20 days
but
in
how important,
Mariupol.
And I'm so grateful someone made a documentary about that because I feel like it's more people need to be talking about it. There's a lot of Alzheimer's in my family. It's devastating. Sorry, what'd you say? Alzheimer's what?
Yeah.
What's the next one? I didn't hear the next one because I very rudely talked over you.
I'm just telling you titles of movies.
I know, but I wanted to hear them.
Four Daughters, To Kill a Tiger, 20 Days in Mariupol. And Bobby Wine, the People's President.
I haven't seen any of these.
I know. I love
documentaries.
Watch them all. Then Best Original Song is going to be.
When did it end? All the enjoyment. I'm sad again. Keep going.
Boyfriend. It's not what I made.
Oh, it's not what he's made. You were right.
Yeah.
I was wrong.
What a song that is.
That song is good. That's another song I choke sobbed to.
How could that not win? I guess the Ken song is nominated too.
No, I mean, okay. The Ken song's not going to win over that.
Surely not.
No way. I mean, it's fine. Sure. But like,
so if Billie Eilish wins an Oscar, has she already won an Oscar for the Bond theme song?
I have no idea.
She might've.
I don't know. I don't know who's won anything.
Cause she could be an EGOT. She could be an EGOT, right?
She'd have to get a Tony, right?
She'd have to get a few other things. Yeah.
That's the only one I know. And that EGOT.
Yeah. Well, I think that's incredible that they were like, can you write a song for our movie? And they wrote that. I think
that song
nuts.
Is so gorgeous. Well, there you go. Those are my predictions for the Oscars tonight.
Yeah, we'll see if you're correct.
Yeah, who knows?
I don't know. I mean...
Have you seen everything almost?
No. No, I have not. I've seen a few of them.
Are there any musicals nominated?
There are. I think there's a nomination from The Color Purple, but I don't think it's. But I don't think it's for Best Picture.
Purple, that musical. I haven't seen the movie yet, but I love that musical.
Unless you consider Maestro.
No, that's not a musical.
No, it's a biopic about the guy.
But I'm so curious to know more about that because I like Bradley Cooper and I like music and conductors. Anyway, let's maybe...
Talking film.
I know.
With Colleen Ballinger. That's
it has so much about it.
It's up there
it's
with...
It's like talking sports.
It's like talking sports with Michael Jordan.
Yeah. Wait, what?
I don't know.
Okay.
You're just so knowledgeable.
Well, I do have more, but maybe we show people our sea glass footage for a moment. And we take a little
can't wait to
break.
See how this riveting, I'm sure.
It's chaotic, guys. It's a bit chaotic. We had one mic. I ordered two microphones. One of them didn't come, which was very sad to me. So we had to record with one microphone. We were running out of time.
Not great for podcasting.
What isn't? One mic?
Yeah, well, when there's two people on
and
the
also,
podcast. If you're solo podcasting,
we
maybe.
Needed more time. We needed to find a better spot on the beach where there weren't people passing. And there
maybe
was like,
not distracted with...
Yeah.
Our passion.
I know. Well, I want to do an episode on the beach. I want to do a full one. But anyway, we'll let them decide. We'll let you guys decide.
Say yes.
If you think we should do more of this or if you don't like it at all. And I'm going to read some comments from you guys too. I have a bunch of those and
oh,
I have
fun. I
another
hear.
Relax, but I don't know if my relaxes, I guess, have been a little devastating today. So maybe I should steer
You're
clear.
You cry back. Again?
I always do, love. Relax. But anyway, here's us on the beach. Enjoy.
Hello, welcome to the sea glass segment of the podcast. I hope this works because it would be so sad if it didn't. But we only have one mic this week. I ordered another mic and it got lost in the mail. So Eric and I are going to have to share one mic. Is it working?
Hi.
Hi. We're sea glassing today. And last week I asked if you guys wanted us to do a sea glass episode. And then we said...
Did anybody say they wanted us to do this?
So many people did. But we also, in someone's defense... We did say, please say yes.
Oh, right.
So a lot of people did say they wanted it, but you know, I don't know if they actually did or if they're just saying that because we told them to say that. But I'm already seeing a good hunk, Lovey. Look at this hunk.
Well, that was right there?
It was right here, a big piece of brown
you
sea glass.
Didn't place that?
No, it was right there.
Great.
So we're just sitting in a pile of rocks. This is not how we typically sea glass. Usually we, and by sea glassing, I mean like I look for rocks usually, and Eric looks like for sea glass. But we don't usually just sit. Usually we walk around and look. For glass and rocks. We don't have much time. We have to get home. We only have like 10 minutes to chat, but I wanted to read you a couple of comments that we got that were lovely. Do you want to hear?
Yes.
if this works out and you guys like this, we can do it again when we have another mic and that will be a lot easier because then we can actually walk around and like look for...
Yeah, talk and podcast, sure.
Yeah, something just bit me. Literally something just bit me. Ow, what was that? Was that a sand flea? Anyway, okay, so comments. This one was lovely, okay? Starburst said, I'm listening to this while hunting for glass. I've been trying to find myself lately, and today I went to the beach on Lake Michigan in Wisconsin and found washed up pieces of mirror. That's never the case. I've never found mirror glass, but it was all smooth around the edges. I don't know, very symbolic for me and healing. I found myself on the beach, literally. Isn't that so cute and sweet?
That's very cool.
I feel like I found myself again through rocks and the beach and beachcombing, and our relationship was renewed. Not that it needed to be, but like it, like a new whole spark of it has happened because of this, don't you think?
Yes.
You have to say more than just yes, or no one's going to want sea glass segments again.
So the mirror was rounded?
Yeah, it was like a sea glass, but it was a mirror, and she said she literally found herself at the beach.
Okay, now I get it. I was distracted because there was women that walked past us while doing this.
Were you feeling jealous because they were like walking to look for sea glass and you're just sitting here?
I didn't want them to find my pieces.
Well, we can look. Oh, here's a chunk of green. Here's a chunk of brown. Ooh, ribbed. Love ribbed.
For her pleasure.
Ribbed for her pleasure, man.
There's a blue one you're missing right there.
This is green.
Reach further.
I'm reaching. Oh, there. I see it. A little tiny, tiny nub. I'm going to make Eric get closer to me so we can share the mic better. And also that way I have an excuse to be snuggly on him. Okay. This comment's good. It says, a bug just went in my eyeball. Oh, no. Oh, no. Ow.
That's
oh,
weird.
I
comment.
Also see a piece of glass right here. Score. Anyway, this was the comment. Oh, no. Now it's under my butt. Oh, this is a disaster. Maybe a beach episode was a horrible idea, love. This person said, yes, lavender glass. Because I found lavender glass and we talked about that last week. I absolutely love that you and Eric are glass hunting, rock hunting together. I just wanted to share so you hopefully see that the high from finding something old and even being able to date it and identify it, it's why I am an archaeologist.
That's so cool.
It's a very real part of my job to know how to date glass, and I couldn't agree more that it's fun and addicting. For example, if you ever find lavender glass or light purple clear glass, that's indicative of the glass being old, at least before 1930s America. This is because the manganese, I never know how to say that word. How do you say it? Manganese. Manganese.
Yeah, I think you said it right.
I don't know. Which is the glass formula before the 1930s, which changes color to that pleasing light purple color when it gets hit by the sun. That is my favorite, by the way. That's my favorite sea glass. The teal glass is usually part of an old electrical conductor from the early 20th century. Those are so fun to find. Did you hear that, love?
Yes.
I don't know that Eric's
I found a piece of glass while you were reading that comment. But
I know, it's just hard to focus when there's so much glass around. And then they said, I could go on forever. Red and orange is certainly rare.
I was just thinking about being like, what if I had taken a different turn and been an archaeologist or an anthropologist?
You know, I saw a TikTok the other day that said, what is it about the girls who were born in the 80s or grew up in the 90s or something like that, and we all wanted to be marine biologists? And that is so true. There's a huge chunk of my life where I wanted to be a marine biologist.
Free Willy?
I never watched that. Didn't it? I don't know. There's just something fascinating. The ocean's fascinating, but there's like a, I don't know. I just thought that was funny because I didn't know that was like a universal thing.
Well, people even say that in where I'm from, in like New Jersey, Connecticut, people be like marine biologists. I don't feel like it had to do with where you grew up.
Yeah, no, it's not what it had to do with growing up. I'm saying it's the year you grew up.
Yeah. What do they say now?
TikTokers? Okay, so this is what we're going to try now. We're going to show you now, if you're watching the episode, what we look like when we're sea glassing, which is going to be kind of horrifying for us, honestly, to have on the internet, because I'm sure it can't be cute.
You can show them this is how I put it in the fanny pack.
In case people don't know how to put things in fanny packs, that's how you do it.
Yes.
I like that your response to everything is just, yes. So I'm going to look for rocks. Eric's going to look for glass. We'll let you know if we find anything. What'd you find?
Blue!
He found a little tiny blue hunk. Okay, so now, oh, look, Lovey, a tile. You kind of like tile things? Look, that's like a lime green tile piece.
It's just a bunch of footage of me bending over in front of the camera, isn't it? Like,
maybe that's what the people want, love. You never know. Maybe this is the content they've been waiting for. You found a chunk?
Chunk.
Chunk. See, we need our own mics.
Like you're an aggressive reporter. It's like insane. Like, I say anything, you throw that thing in my face.
Well, this mic has to be right by your mouth in order for it to work. And I did order two, but the other one's lost in the mail. So once we have our own individual ones, I feel like then it will be more fun because we'll be able to like each say things as we find things. I'm not finding any good rocks. I'm not going to lie. What'd you find? Is that white glass?
White glass.
White glass.
Commonly,
you guys.
Most commonly tableware.
You guys saw it here first. You got to witness a momentous occasion. Eric found white glass. Okay, now we're walking and talking. What'd you find? Rib for her pledge. He found a rib for her pledge.
I think we try it again when we get another mic.
Yeah, we're going to try this again when we get another mic. Sorry, this is probably a total fail. It's just a couple minutes of us talking at the beach. But if you guys want this to be a thing, let us know. Maybe we'll try to figure out a way to make it not awkwardly sharing one mic and not knowing how to speak. I think it's also really hard to concentrate on anything other than sea glass and rocks when we're at the beach because it's like so lovely and wonderful to just not think and only, do you know what I mean, love? Isn't it hard to concentrate on like speaking?
Yeah, I'm not even listening to you like now.
Right. Well, I don't know that that's much different than most times. Oh, snap.
Whoa.
Just kidding. He's always listening to me.
Wow.
I'm just kidding. I love you, love you. I'm just kidding. See you last. But anyway, we're going to try this again another time when we have another microphone and we have more time because we got to go. All right. Back to the regular scheduled programming. Okay. Goodbye.
So we're back here in the studio.
Are the microphones recording?
I sure hope so. Last week was a disaster. But what'd you guys think? Tell us, let us know. And let us know more things. I love reading your comments. I'm going to read a couple right now. They're our favorite thing.
Fun.
So first of all, we spent some time last week talking about how I don't spend a lot of money on clothes.
Mm.
And someone in the comments said, everyone knows that a good shirt or sweatshirt's going to cost you like $80 to $100 or something like that.
Yeah.
The majority of the comments we got on that episode were people saying, no, never in a million years. This is from Chloe. Never in a million years would I spend $90 to $100 on a shirt, sweatshirt, or jacket. And I'm 32.
Yeah.
But we got a lot of comments like that.
Yeah,
that were just
sure.
Like, no, maybe $50.
Yeah. I'm
like,
not saying I would either. I just know that they exist.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Overwhelming though. There's so many comments just talking about the price of shirts.
Are you hearing that, retail industry? Lower your prices.
But there were some other good comments. So we also talked about how Maisie says her favorite animals are a kitty, a doggy, and a pig. But she also sometimes says a ghost.
Ooh.
And so there was a few comments that said, this one's from Angie, but a few said, do you think Maisie is saying goat when she says ghost?
No.
And no, she's saying ghost.
Because she then because she does the sound for a cat, the sound for a dog, the sound for a pig, and then she'll do the sound for a ghost.
Yeah.
Which is
ooh, like she literally does that. And this comment just reminded me that a lot of people wanted us to do a ghost episode. And I was going to do that today and talk about ghost stories and stuff. But then I just completely forgot. So we'll
do it next
week.
She did it again, by the way.
The ghost thing?
Yeah, she waved and laughed and talked to
a ghost.
Something.
Well, we'll talk about it next
ghost,
week.
Perhaps.
I'm going to write it down so I don't forget that next week is the ghost haunted episode. We're going to tell ghost stories and tell our paranormal experiences and going to that. So we'll do that next week. I'm sorry. I forgot to do it this week.
Yeah.
But we'll do it next week. This is a great spooky comment.
Okay.
From Jessica. I thought it was a good comment and it's a good advice maybe. So we should try it. And I wanted to say it so everyone could try if they wanted to. Eric and Colleen, please try this. Take coffee grounds. This is in reference to the fact that you said that our car is always stinky. Uh-huh. Take coffee grounds fresh and sprinkle on a paper plate and place on the floor of the car and leave it there overnight. All bad odors will be absorbed. I promise it works. Love you guys. Good luck. Mom of three here. Oh. And I know car smells. So I trust this. I was like, I don't know about that.
Floor, like, well, who's got space on the floor of their car to put a paper plate? Ours is just all.
I don't know, but I read covered. A comment and I was like, I don't know if that'll work. And then when she said, mom of three here, I know car smells. I was like, oh yeah, I got to do it.
Trust.
I trust you.
Well, that's interesting. So like in the way that like rice soaks in water from mm-hmm. your cell phone, mm-hmm. coffee absorbs. Okay.
I guess so.
And
so
I love the smell of coffee.
Me too.
I'm currently drinking coffee. I would rather my van smell like coffee than
poop.
So
thank you for that suggestion. And we can all maybe try it together. All the listeners and us.
I'm going to try it. Well, maybe our listeners, I feel like their cars smell great. Somebody's in their car right now. Just listen to this and their car just smells so good. I bet.
Maybe. I wanted to do
a big whiff of your car if you're in it.
Let's know how it smells.
Let's know how it smells.
I wanted to play a game that we played a while ago, maybe a month or two ago. I don't remember, where we see how well we know each other, see how strong our marriage is.
Yeah. You still had things
in that
bowl. I
still
have
these little questions and I don't remember any of them. But before I do this, oh my gosh, there's so many things. I every week on the podcast, I feel like there's so many things I want to talk about. And then when we're done recording, I'm like, I didn't talk about any of the things I want to talk about.
It's a beautiful mind.
But I saw a TikTok the other day and this person was like, what channels? I feel like everyone remembers, at least millennials probably. What number of channels were Nickelodeon and Disney? And I was like 29 and 30. And then she said hers was 29 and 30. No. So she must've been in my same area. But I was like, oh, does everyone remember? Like mine was 29 and 30. And then MTV and VH1 was 38 and 39.
No, MTV was 29. VH1 was 28. I think 30s, you're getting into like the CNNs.
So what's for you? Yeah. But what's Disney and Nickelodeon for you?
21.
Just 21? What's the other one?
We didn't get Disney. We did get Nickelodeon.
Wait, you
it was
didn't
21.
Get Disney?
No.
What do you mean?
We didn't have like the Disney channel. I don't think so.
If you have Nickelodeon, you have Disney.
I don't know that that's in the package that we had.
That is very confusing to me.
PBS was 13.
PBS was 10 for me.
What?
Yeah, PBS was 10.
What was 11?
I don't know. Some trash.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
11 was like the Fox 21 kind of thing. It was like movies and whatever.
But, oh, interesting.
What channel was, well, I guess CBS is
ABC was 3.
The networks
I
are,
think.
What? No, 7.
But of like 2 or 3, I guess. 3 through like, I don't know, 11 or 12 or something, were like news and like ABC, NBC, CNN, like those kind of things. Not CNN. I don't think we had that, but like stuff I didn't want to watch. The only things I cared about was 29 was Nickelodeon, 30 was Disney, 38
MTV.
Was VH1 and 39 was VH1 or the other way around. I think that's right. 38 was MTV, 39 was
So no Cartoon Network?
VH1. Cartoon Network was like 69 or something, 40s. Or 72, or you know, it was up there.
It's funny. I do remember all the channel.
Isn't
numbers.
That interesting?
Yeah,
and I remember
TNT, TBS. Those were always right next to each other.
I didn't watch those.
No, not a big NBA fan.
NBA is that sports?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I didn't watch that. But I do remember the other ones. And I also remember like phone numbers. Like I remember my best friend's phone number from childhood.
Same.
My home phone number from childhood.
Say
but
it.
Like, I have no idea what yours is and you are my husband.
No. Yeah. I don't even know. I think I know three of yours.
Yeah. Same. Anyway. I just thought that was interesting and I didn't know if it would spark excitement or conversation amongst people listening. But to me, I was like, oh my God. Yes. Of course. I remember those numbers.
Right. I don't think people will have that. It's getting very,
Well, of course they won't have that.
I don't think that I pine for like the days of when it was just like that. Well, but maybe it was.
Oh, it was the worst when you had to watch the TV, like the guide channel where it was like you had to wait and watch for what was on each station, you know?
Yeah.
You had to wait for it to scroll past, like I was always waiting for 29 and 30.
Nick Living
Disney
channel.
I hate that guide channel because if you looked away for a second,
you'd miss
what was on your channel and what was coming up on your channel.
What
the
was
next
always
hour.
On in your house was like, if it wasn't you picking what was always on, because for me, it was like Weather Channel. My dad was all about the Weather
your
Channel.
Your parents still have it on all
just
the time.
I think the Weather Channel is just on 20,
I feel like when I visit, there's
something
like that. Yeah, no, we never had, the TV was never on really growing up unless we filmed a home video and we watched our own home videos. Or when I got a little bit older, we would watch Disney or Nickelodeon or VH1 or MTV when I was in high school. I could watch those sometimes. But we didn't watch a lot of TV. So there was never like, it was never like our TV was on. My parents were never watching things until we went to sleep and then they'd watch movies. Like the TV was never just on.
Yeah.
That was not a thing.
Well, yeah. I mean, we weren't like sitting there all like watching the Weather Channel. It was just, I just know the music, like local weather, like not even like the Weather Channel, but just like local weather where there's just like ambient music playing and it's just like saying what's happening literally outside the window that's next to the TV.
Nice. It's like, I mean, it makes sense to me now more why you're like, you literally have to have the TV on to fall asleep. It's like always on ambient noise in your house.
Yeah. You know? My mom would always have like NPR on in the kitchen.
That's podcast, right?
Well, no, back then though, it was before podcasts.
Oh yeah, I guess that's true.
It's National Public Radio.
All right. You want to pull one out first or me? We'll see who knows each other better.
Sure.
See what it says. We're playing
this
the game.
This is a big old long one.
To end it today.
This is a big old long one.
Oh my gosh.
Crinkly one.
What does she say?
If I found $50 in my pocket, what would I spend it on?
If you found... Okay, so I have to answer it.
Oh, wait, me answering about you or...
You're asking me the question. I think this is how we played it.
Okay.
So you asked me, so now I have to answer it. So if you found $50 in your pocket, what would you spend it on? I think you would spend it on shoes or a jacket.
Wrong.
What?
We're talking cash, right? Like, I found $50 cash. No, mm-hmm. I would lose it. Well, true story. The last time I took out cash, I remember that I was like, I don't want to carry this money around. And I put it in the bowl where we keep our car keys. Mm-hmm. And it was there for like weeks. Cause everyone else, I'm sure, is like, what is this? What is this paper money? It means nothing. Until you, since you don't own a wallet and refuse to own a wallet, lost your credit card.
It was stolen, but
you,
continue.
And stolen. How did they steal
it? Literally was fraudulent activity on my credit card.
I know, but like, but not because you were pickpocketed.
It was stolen.
In any case, that cash then was spent at a fast food drive-thru for you.
Mm-hmm.
And some fries. I'm sure I've seen fries on the back of that minivan.
Yes. But anyway,
so that's what happened to that money. You guess you don't know me that great.
Okay. Whatever.
But I do like shoes and jackets, so.
Sorry, I don't know you well, but that is what I feel like you would spend extra money on that.
Okay, now it's you asking me a question?
Yes. Okay, this one's easy. Who's more likely to join a cult?
You.
Yeah.
I feel like you've been in several.
On accident, I know, probably. Okay, let's try again. That one was too easy. Okay. Oh, well, this is kind of tricky.
Okay.
How do I like my coffee?
These days,
I don't drink coffee really.
You don't
anymore,
really
but,
drink coffee.
If
you
I
like
were,
your coffee and Coke,
Coca-Cola, yes. But if I were like to drink coffee. A coffee, what
mini
would I get?
Mini can Coca-Cola is how you like
yes,
your coffee.
Mini cans of Coke, of ice cold.
Ice cold mini cans and like just a couple sips of it and
if
you're
it's,
good.
No, sometimes I drink the whole thing. If it was...
Not according to the amount of it that I dump out in our sink
okay, stop.
Daily.
If it is warm or room temperature or even just slightly cold... It's garbage. It tastes like garbage. It has to be ice frigid. Give my lips frostbite cold.
In a mini can. Straight from the can.
But never. How do I like my coffee is the question. If I
you know what? I don't understand that you don't like Coke. You don't like restaurant Coke, which I think is my
yes,
favorite Coke.
Oh, I love restaurant
like
Coke.
Like bar restaurant Coke where they like
no,
put it
different.
Through the thing.
A bar Coke is different
that's
than
every Coke in restaurant
no,
is.
No, it's not. I've worked in restaurants. You've got the thing that you go
in
up
back?
And, yeah, people have
no,
those in the back
bar
too.
They have that.
No, at the bar, they have the like hose Coke.
Right. Hose Coke's the best
hose
Coke.
Hose Coke. That is unbelievable that you think that. It's always flat. It's always syrupy. It's always disgusting. I hate bar Coke.
I think it can be good.
It cannot be good.
Okay.
I've never had a good one. Anyway, what is my coffee is the question that you keep avoiding.
I think you go through phases.
That's
where you,
true.
You used to make whipped coffee. I feel like it'd be like a vanilla latte, an iced vanilla latte, I feel like is what you'd order if you were to get a coffee, which that's I don't true. Think you would. But
it, yeah, no, not really
But I feel
anymore.
Like that's what it would be.
Yeah. Iced vanilla coffee. All right. One more.
Last one.
What's it going to be?
What's the best gift I've ever given you?
My children.
Aren't I supposed to guess?
No, you're asking me the question. Oh. What's the best gift you've ever given me? My kids. But if we're not talking about our family and our happiness.
Yeah.
Because happiness and soulmates and children and a lifelong wonderful partner, best friend, that's the true answer.
I'd argue more so that you gave me the children.
Yeah, but I couldn't Team have effort. Had them. Well, yeah, I mean, definitely more work on my part in the actual producing and creating of making of them. But you did participate in that.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think, but other than that, an actual physical gift, the first thing that pops to my mind, actually, I don't think you'll expect, but a few years ago, you booked this like ranch style home there, and there was a bunch of alpacas there. Mm-hmm. And my whole family came. You invited my whole family. It was for my birthday.
Yeah.
And I loved that trip. And it was like one of my favorite birthdays, maybe my favorite birthday I've ever had.
It was great.
Because it was like my favorite things. It was an adventure and there were animals and it was fun. And my whole family was there. I just got to be with my whole family. Mm-hmm. And I just loved it. I loved that trip.
It does surprise me. I mean, it doesn't surprise me, but.
And you got me a purple jacket that I still wear all the time when it's cold mm-hmm. from that trip. But I love that. But that was the first thing that popped in my mind. Other than that, best gift you've given me. I can't think of like a physical present that you've given me that I'm like, is the top. I think that's like the one thing that pops in my mind is like a, but you've given me
but
so many
fair,
good gifts.
I've given you a bunch of stuff.
Oh, so many gifts. You're such a good gift giver. I think that's Thanks. Like your top love language. Like you're such a gift giver.
That and snugs.
Snugs. Yeah. Snugs and gift givens.
That's my language.
Yep. So, should we do any more? Or are we done?
Give me one more. Is there one more?
Oh, there's
the
only
last
one more in here. Okay, this is the last one, then we're going to say goodbye. What is my perfect date night?
Your perfect date night is looking, I think this happened last night. Looking at rocks.
Okay.
While watching Naked and Afraid.
It's a good date night.
I think like a good date, it'd be looking for rocks on the beach.
A date night? I feel
you don't
like
restaurants.
I'm not like a date night kind
you don't
of
like
girly.
Going to the movies.
Give me date day. Best date day.
We don't go out dancing. Yeah, it would be me and you in a rainstorm.
looking for rocks
and seagulls.
Truly, that
in the
would
rain.
Be the best date day of my life. Yeah. It was, and it always will be now, right now. But at night, I think, yeah, just like watching a documentary about a cult or something.
Or people naked trying to survive in the woods.
I like Naked and Afraid as like background noise.
Right. Yeah, I'm joking.
But yeah, looking at rocks or doing a craft, doing some sort of activity with you is fun for me. Like a crafter, a card game.
Yeah, we used to play cards a lot.
Yeah. And you make me some dinner, which you do most nights because you're so sweet late at night. So basically every night
that
we actually have.
That chicken last night was not.
It was a little weird chicken, but it wasn't your fault. But you made me dinner. I thought it was so sweet. And basically every night is our best date night ever. Yeah, this is a great date night. I just like hanging out with you. Anyway.
What about me?
What's your perfect date night?
Yeah.
Watching a movie and not looking at my phone at all.
You can look at your phone.
And then probably kissing a lot.
Hey.
I think maybe, I don't think me making you any food. I think like you would like... Yeah, I think just watching a movie and cuddling and like having some smooches would probably be your perfect date night. Am I right?
Yeah, sounds pretty great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do like spontaneous adventures though too. We just don't get to do that as much.
Well, we're just too tired now. Yeah, I feel like, before kids and after kids, our perfect date nights are much different. I think before kids, your perfect date night would have been like getting in the car and driving to the beach, or driving over the mountains and watching a meteor shower.
We gotta do like a little,
like going on a road trip to nowhere.
We gotta do like a little like... two-night getaway at some point. I mean, I think me and you deserve that.
Yeah. But don't you think like before and after kids, perfect date nights are very different?
Extremely different.
Although I feel like mine might still be the same. I still feel like I would have wanted to like paint or craft.
You've always been crafty.
Craft and watch a documentary. Anyway, Thanks for watching, everybody. Thanks for listening, everybody. Leave a comment. Let us know what you think and what you want to see more of and what you don't like. Well, don't Certainly tell us that, actually. We're too fragile.
No, they're going to be like, go to the beach.
Yeah. But we'll talk to you soon. We'll see you next week. Bye, everyone. Bye.